locomotive. You can't polish my chrome so clean. We can't fly off into the sunset together. A rusty old American dream still running. A rusty old American dream.
And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to Cecil's Car Care Show. Thanks to the help you get from ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Get those questions ready for Dan. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Denny Long. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. Nice morning, kind of fresh. I don't know if you've been outside yet this morning.
But I have. It's beautifully crisp.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, very, very fresh. And if you're familiar with the show, you know Dan. Dan's a big help if you have to bring in your vehicle, your car, your truck, your van, whatever the case may be, to your favorite dealer, your favorite shop for some service. But ahead of things, you want to know maybe what could be wrong with it. Always good to be armed with more information. So if you do have an issue and you got to bring it in, why don't you call or text Dan? Same number. It is that new number, 651-461-9226. Again, either your text or your phone call. Yes, we do have a phone, a working phone system, 651-461-9226. And don't wait, though. Dan will be with us till just about 7:45 for Jack Farrell time. So don't hesitate. Call or text as soon as you come up with your question. We'd be glad to help you out. Well, Dan, I'm looking at the calendar, and a fall officially will come in midweek next week. What should we be doing, considering for our vehicles? Fall season will be upon us. What should we be doing to get our cars in shape for the next couple of seasons?
Well, I think this fall probably, Denny, is even more important than all of the previous falls in that with the way our cars sat around for so long and we put on so few miles. I think people have had a tendency to neglect their vehicles a little bit. So I think this fall is very important because when you get out on the roads, you can see that people are back in their cars and they're using their cars and they need attention. And, you know, we're not too far along or too far from people getting ready to put snow tires on and things like that. So, but generally in the fall, it's just one of those seasonal opportunities to get your car in and get it all checked over. Be sure that you are ready for the severe cold that is bound to happen. You can get, you know, your fluids changed, your battery checked, your tires checked, all those things, because when, you know, the severe weather is coming and we need to be ready for it. And what you don't want to do is wait until the very last minute, because then all of the shops are so busy, it's really hard to get the attention that you need.
So be a little more proactive. What about, I'm thinking, like you said, a lot of people aren't driving like they used to, and there's so many people working from home that they're not putting on many miles at all on their vehicle. What about oil changes in that case? If you're not driving hardly at all, what do you recommend at least per year, every 6 months? What would you say?
That, I think, is right. I think every 6 months, or for sure every year, we need to see your vehicle, because if nothing else, the tires have gone down. and oil is, perhaps still fine, but probably should be changed every year. And I think most manufacturers recommend it on a certain mileage or a certain time frame. And I know at Lloyd's we do. We recommend oil changes on intervals of time or mileage. And I think that that's important because the oil and the engines and the combustion chamber and all that are all, time has an effect on that too. So I don't think you should just ignore your car and say that it's going to be fine forever because I'm not driving it. And in fact, as we've said in the past, Danny, I think a car sitting, I think it's harder on the car to sit than it is to use it frequently.
Keep it moving. All right. 9226. Yes, someone asked, is that the last four digits are the same in the first three? 651-461-9226. Some folks remember it as 651 461-WCCO. That's a good way to remember it, too. Call or text Dan with your car care question before he leaves. He's going to be with us for about another half hour, so don't wait. All right, here's the text, Dan. It says it's a 2013 Chevy Impala. Texter said, I had the original battery replaced in February 2018. In June 2020, when I took it in for an oil change, I was told the battery was bad again and had it replaced under warranty. Well, just recently, I had the oil changed at the dealer and was told the battery was bad again. The trunk light appears to be shutting off. Any ideas? I'm not sure what that particularly means.
Yeah, well, if your car is starting and, you know, if you leave it sit for a day or several days and your car starts when you go out to start it, there's a very small chance that you would have some sort of parasitic draw, which is what the trunk light staying on would do. If you left the trunk light on for more than a day or two, the battery would certainly be dead, and there wouldn't be enough voltage or amperage to start the car, to start the vehicle. So the fact that you've gone through two batteries in a very short time is unusual, and I assume that it's the truth because they're replacing them under warranty anyway. And, you know, I think you're just going to get lucky here, maybe on this one, and find that, you know, this one is the one that you needed and it'll be just fine. You know, one of the things with batteries is if it's an odd size or if maybe your shop isn't all that busy, if a battery has been sitting on the shelf a long time, that's not good for the battery. So, you know, you have to be careful that the battery that's being installed is a fresh new battery and not one that's been sitting around a long time.
And when you do change a battery, you get a customer in at Lloyd's, you kind of keep the car the computer's going, so you don't have to keep changing, you know, the radio station and all of this other stuff, right? You put on kind of a, I don't know what you'd call it.
A battery backup.
Battery backup.
Right. And, you know, we try. as hard as you try, sometimes it just doesn't work out exactly right to do that. But, yes, when we're changing a battery, we try and back up the battery power while your battery is disconnected. And by doing that, we keep your radio memory and all the computers and all of that, all of your settings, you know, in the same. Nothing changes. Sometimes when you allow the battery to go dead or be disconnected completely, all of that stuff gets set back to zero, and then you have to reset it all. Even things like, you know, the memory in the computer with fuel trims and things like that, it's best not to disconnect the battery, so all of that memory goes away and starts over.
Yeah. Well, like you said, you try to do that.
We try.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, Dan. Hang in. If you have a question, any kind of a car care question, now's your chance. Don't wait. Send it in via text or a call if you want to chat with Dan. Here's the number again, 651-461-9226. 51 degrees in the Twin Cities. See, we are on our way. It's going to be a nice day today. We are looking at a high today around 75, but maybe 87 tomorrow. Stay with us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with AOC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, answering your car care questions. Call them or send Dan a text, 651-461-9226. Dan, tell us where Lloyd's is located, would you please?
Yes, I would be happy to, Denny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call as soon as this morning at 651-228-1316.
Very good. And keep in mind, Dan will be with us for about more than 15 minutes or so, 18 minutes or so. So don't wait. Send a text or call, whatever is easier. A lot of folks like that text method. Here's one. Wife says, my husband has a 1998 Expedition. He hears a humming noise in the rear, was told something about a, quote, sun gear in the rear end was loose. Have you ever heard of that? And they say it's kind of spendy.
I have heard of that, and what they're describing is that the parts inside your rear differential are wearing out and getting loose, and as those bearings get bad, it can start to happen pretty quickly once the bearings start to get bad and metal starts floating around inside the grease. Of course, then the grease that's back there doesn't lubricate anymore, and the metal that's in the grease starts to work like sandpaper, and then that can cause a problem. So they're right. If the differential is either going to be rebuilt or replaced, it does get to be a pretty spendy adventure.
Here's a question we get from time to time, Dan. Do you feel, Texter says, unoxygenated fuel is best for small engines and recreational vehicles?
Well, you know, I don't know for sure if that's the case anymore, but that used to be the case. I would certainly think that the modern day engines are designed to handle the leaded fuel. And the fuel without the alcohol or with alcohol in it, but that being said, in the old days we used to say certainly that the non-oxygenated fuel is the best.
Yeah, I still kind of go with that old rule of thumb. Of course, you know, like you said, maybe more the newer machines, you know, can deal with it. But you know, I have a 24-year-old snowblower that I keep going, but I strictly use premium unoxygenated fuel. And that seems to like it. But what do I know?
Who knows?
It works.
Right.
It works. Right. Here is a 2005 Acura TL with a headlight out. Texter says, if it needs an igniter, are aftermarket units usually as reliable? Originals are very expensive, he or she writes.
Yeah, I think that especially if it's an older vehicle, I think that the aftermarket, what they're talking about, Denny, is those, you know, bright blue looking headlights you can get on vehicles, and they're special headlights, and then the headlights have a special igniter that makes them work, and both the headlight and the igniter are both expensive. So, yes, we have found that the aftermarket stuff works just fine.
And sometimes, if we talk about this from time to time, a headlight replacement can be a tough job, even for experts like you guys.
Well, it is, and you know, even on a vehicle that seems as simple as a Subaru, you know, oftentimes the inner fender liner has to be removed from the wheel well to get at the headlight, and so. While we've gotten good at it and we can do it pretty quickly, it's still something that you're probably not going to be able to do at home in your driveway.
Yeah. All right, I tell you what, we want to. We're going to look at that forecast, the latest forecast for the Twin Cities coming up in just seconds. And we'll have a few more minutes of the show, too, so don't go away. If you have any kind of a car care question, call it in or text it in at this number, 651-461-9226. Back with more car care right after the weather here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to the remaining minutes of our Car Care Show here on WCCO. Denny Long, along with Dan Burns, who is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, we have minutes to go, and we have callers and texters. Let's see if we can't put you back to work here. Jeff is first up here calling from St. Louis Park. Thank you for waiting, Jeff. What's your question?
You bet. Thanks. Got a couple about oil changes. When I go online and look at the filter comparisons, I get to wondering what I'm going to get if I just go in for, quote, an oil change. And then I use synthetic all the time, but usually bring my own oil because I ask them, and they say, well, we use bulk synthetic. And they can't usually tell me any more about the filter or the oil than that. So am I right in distrusting that a bit and kind of saying, well, I'm going to pay a little extra, but I'll know what they're putting in there?
You sound like Denny Long. He does that. He wants to know exactly what he's getting. And, it has to do with the shop that you're doing business with. A bulk oil is very common nowadays. And in fact, in a lot of ways, I think it's responsible that we're not using hundreds of plastic bottles every day and having to dispose of them and, causing trouble, environmental problems that way. I'm assured, and I believe it, that the bulk oil that we have in our tanks is exactly what you're getting in the bottle. And in fact, a couple of our synthetic products are indeed Mobil 1 products, which are obviously good quality products. But I don't know with your shop how that goes or what's in there. And if they don't know what's in there, I would absolutely be concerned about that. With regards to filters, same thing. You can ask them what they stock and what they use. And if you're comfortable with that, go with it. If not, there's nothing wrong with bringing your own oil and filter for that particular reason. Of course, expect to pay a little more labor because the shop has obviously given up some product or some profit on those parts. But if that makes you most comfortable, I think that's exactly what you should do.
Yeah, as long as you're getting it done, that's important.
Right.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Mike in Avon, I think, is next up before we run out of time. Mike, what's your question for Dan?
Hi, guys. Good show.
Thank you.
I've got an 05 Expedition. You're welcome. 05 Expedition. I had to put the battery charger on it 3 mornings in a row. Took it into the mechanic. He tells me there's a short in the instrument panel draining the battery. Ford apparently does not make or carry the replacement parts. So my mechanic is searching around to see if he can find something to fix that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think I'm sure he will find that on all of those instruments on the dash, the heating and air conditioning module, the speedometer module, all of those things are electronically controlled now. And if one of them isn't going to rest and is causing a draw on your battery, then obviously there's a problem with it. And I think that he'll find that there are lots of places around now when those new parts have gotten in short supply, that there's lots of these places that can take your old module and rebuild it, repair it, completely test it. And when they get it, when we get them back, we get a good quality product that works great. So I think that he'll find that maybe what's going to end up happening is he'll have to send yours in and have it rebuilt or repaired.
Okay. I think we have time, Dan, for one more call. Steve is calling in from Hudson this morning. Steve, what's your question for Dan Burns?
Good morning. I've been looking at new vehicles, and many are now sold with turbochargers. Sometimes premium is required, and other times they say regular, but premium is desirable. I'm wondering if burning regular in those engines is going to affect the life of the engine.
Well, that has to do with your driving habits. And a turbo, the reason you put in a turbo is so that you can use it and enjoy it and enjoy that thrust of power. And if you're not going to use that thrust of power, if you're going to drive it modestly and so forth, then I think that regular fuel would probably be fine. But I'm the kind of guy that when I'm the manufacturer recommends something, I probably want to go a little bit even beyond what they're recommending. So if premium's an option, I probably would use option or that option, or at least use some sort of blend, you know, between regular and premium.
Dan, we have to head out of here. Always appreciate your help. And here's a text, and unsolicited. And we're going to save some text that we didn't get to for next week. But this one says, I've been to Lloyd's Automotive several times. A great place. Well, before you take your leave, Dan, how do we get in touch with you guys there?
Well, thank you for that advertisement.
Yeah.
Come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Excellent. Dan, have a good week there at Lloyd's. We'll see you soon, and we'll talk again 1 week from today.
Sounds good. Thanks, Danny.
You bet. Thank you. Dan Burns, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Now, get ready, Dan. We'll have Jack Farrell, as usual, Jack Farrell from Haskell's with his wine chat. And then get those lawn and garden questions ready. Mary Meyer from the U of M will be helping you out this morning. And I'm sure, as usual, we'll have a busy hour. So that's coming up a little after the 8 o'clock news break, Smart Garden, here on News Talk 830 WCCO.